Welcome to Vitaly Tenant Network Marketing NWM podcast. And once again, welcome to this episode, to this segment, so to say. There isn't really a schedule of when this podcast is released or the segment. Whenever I have a moment, I just release a podcast. And of course, later on, I do have quite a few people who want to be featured on this podcast who I want to. And it will be my honor to feature some of these network marketing leaders and the lifestyle and success leaders on this podcast. So as the future evolves, we're going to see some great guests on this podcast. And right now, with the current events that are happening with the virus and COVID-19, of course, it's all over the news. It's spreading. Here in the United States, there are actually over 17 million people who are unemployed. And just the other day, I went for a drive to just on one of our main streets here in town. And usually during the day or during the weekend, there are people who are walking around and shopping. It's a main street that is full of outlets and shops and restaurants and a bunch of hole in the walls, so to say. And as I was driving through this hot spot, of course, you see people walking around, some are jogging, but majority of the areas are closed, and even the food is to go. You know, you walk up, there's a desk or a designated area outside that you can order, and your food will be brought out and delivery. But the fact of the matter is, with all these restaurants, we're seeing a lot of millennials and younger individuals and people who are in between jobs or people who have pickup jobs, actors and so forth, that work at restaurants or in areas of part-time and outlets and things like that, that are actually out of work. And the unemployment rate is going up. A lot of people that have sent their employees to work from home are seeing decrease in business, of course, for obvious reasons. And, you know, but when we're looking at the network marketing industry, in the past month, the network marketing stats for all the companies have actually increased by 24%. Because if you think about it, people who are working from home, when they're sitting there and doing their job, their task that they're involved with, their mindset and everything else, they can't focus on anything else except the work that is designated to them by their employer. And so they are still free to roam at home and have a good time there. And these individuals who are working, that are taking their job home with them, are seeing the fact that the freedom that can be evolved from something like that. Of course, when it comes to the network marketing profession, we work from home. And we do have the freedom of building our own business, our own infrastructure, our own company with the product and service that we offer. And all these people who are working from home, they're seeing a lot of ads and they're getting a taste of what it's like to work from home, even though they're building somebody else's future right now and getting paid with a paycheck that is just, you know, the reality of the situation is, if I'm an employer, I'm not going to employ somebody where I'm going to lose money, right? I'm just going to pay enough to get the work accomplished and so on. That's why there is minimum wage and some people pay more than the minimum wage and so forth. And even with the salary jobs, let's say you get a salary job that is, you know, $30,000 a year, $50,000 a year, $80,000 a year, $100,000 a year or more. Just based on that, your employer, the government, and you are placing a demographic. Let's say you're making $100,000 a year. From that point, once you get that job, you are, from an advertising and marketing perspective, everybody already knows what kind of car you're going to drive, what kind of house you're going to live in, you know, what kind of family, what the demographic, what kind of clothes. And everything is already set up based on the salary job. And so that is why it's very lucrative a lot of people are now looking at network marketing and they're saying, okay, now I have a chance to really work for myself. And everything that I create is on top of what I'm making. So this is an additional income. And there are a lot of people who have made network marketing their full-time job. And right now, we also have the stimulus check that is coming out for individuals. A lot of times it's $1,200. For some households, it's $2,500. And then if you have dependents, it's an additional $500 to that is coming out to individuals. But what a lot of people don't know is, let's say there's a pandemic or whatever, or it doesn't matter what the case may be, but let's say that everybody in the world, let's say there's a lottery and everybody gets the same amount of money. So I get the same amount of money, you get the same amount of money, your friends get the same amount of money, and everybody in the world gets the same amount of money. And based on everybody's thinking, just so you know, the money that you're going to receive, eventually it's going to end up in the same pockets. And how do we determine something like that? Well, it's very simple. It has to do with social conditioning and how we live and who we listen to and how we engage in our lives and how we're evolving. Okay, what kind of epigenetics that there is and what kind of environment that we're in. So even though everybody's getting all these checks, you know, that money is still going to end up in the same pockets. And for all the listeners who are listening in to this podcast, this is your chance to do something different. You know, this is a chance for you to take this money and invest into yourself, into an opportunity, into network marketing. I mean, this is a great, great business opportunity. And so just think about it, you know. A lot of people who are going to receive their stimulus checks, they're going to go and the money, you know, it's who we become as a result of the money that we make. And a lot of times, you know, it's like a magnifying glass. And so that's what money really is. It's like it is a magnifying glass. So if your character, let's say you're an asshole and you get money, you're going to become a much bigger asshole. And if you're a good person and if you and when you get your money, you're going to become that much better of a person. And of course, the universal law is that ultimately money is good. We all need it, and money is a tool. That's what money is. Money is really currency. It's actually a tool to progress, to make things for yourself, okay? Whether it's for better or for worse. And that is why character and mindset is extremely important when it comes to money, to self-development, to personal development. And since we're on the topic of money, we have to understand that kind of give an overview of the money. A lot of people say and use terms like, which is okay, you know, but I'm kind of like, right now I'm kind of going into like in-depth thinking, so to say. And so when people say, let's make money, or let's make some money, or let's make this, let's make that, right? And some analytical individuals, when they hear a term like, let's make money, and how is money actually made? Well, I mean, it goes in. When people say money doesn't grow on trees, but it's paper, right? So we're talking about currency. So it is kind of on trees. So you do cut down the timber, okay? And then that timber goes into a plant with like a paper mill plant. And from that timber, you get paper. And then that paper goes into an ink facility. And then the money gets stamped with the currency and the signature, and it gets painted and gets, you know, it gets barcoded and so on. And that's how money is actually made. So you actually have people who are making money, right? They're chopping down the wood, they're getting the paper, they're actually in the factories printing the paper. And then getting it authorized through through the authorities for it to be released into the public. Okay, so now you kind of know when people say making money. Okay, yes, there are two sides to this coin of making money, but there's a bigger side of it, and that is earning money. And you have to think about it. Well, how do I earn money? And that is when we take a look at ourselves, at our concept, and think to ourselves, okay, well, what do I need to do in order to earn money? And when it comes to network marketing, a lot of people who are receiving their stimulus checks, or even if you're getting your bi-weekly check or your paycheck every week, think about what you're doing with your money and what you're doing with it. And when it comes to like a job or a salary, let's say you're getting paid an X amount of money per hour. It doesn't matter how hard you work, you know, whether you work extremely well or you work average amount of time, you still get paid the same amount for an hour. And that's why at work, you don't really get paid what you're worth. It doesn't really matter if you get paid more or less, like that's your hourly rate. It doesn't matter how hard you work or not how hard you work. And so that is why it's very important to really look at something like as lucrative as network marketing, because here you actually get paid for your efforts. And so, of course, you want to be making money now that we know what making money and earning money really entails. So you look at your own skill set and say, well, what do I need to do in order to earn more money, you know, or make more money? Who do I have to become as a result of that? Well, find a good network marketing opportunity, because you know that the commission structure and everything that you do actually comes from your own efforts. So whatever you make, you get to keep 100% of that. Of course, the network marketing model is so awesome, and that's because you're working from home. And why are you working from home? And while you're working from home, the thing is, you have to realize, well, what's so important working from home and instead of starting your own traditional business? And the thing is, if you start your own traditional business, let's say you're cutting lawn or you're creating websites for people and so forth, of course, you get to collect 100% of your efforts and everything else. But there are expenses that come with that, to branding, to paying for advertising and so forth. But there are really three ways on how you really become wealthy. And one way of how you become wealthy, and that is you enter a network marketing company and you sponsor or enroll a lot of people, okay? And that is how you become extremely wealthy. In a traditional business model, whether you own your own barbershop or your own dry cleaning business or whatever, it's impossible for you to become extremely wealthy unless you delegate and get employees, okay? So the second way you become really wealthy is when you own your own company, but you also have a lot of employees, okay? And then the third way you really become wealthy is when you have the money and you're sitting and you have the money there, you actually invest into something that has a lot of distributors, like network marketing company, or you invest into another business that has a lot of employees, okay? So those are three main ways on how you become extremely wealthy. I like the network marketing route, obviously. And why is it? Because I get a chance to work from home. And the thing is, when you're entering a network marketing company, even though you do have employees somewhere at an office, and with majority of the network marketing companies, you can go and visit your corporate facility. There's a person that's going to greet you, introduce you, show you the people who are actually working the call center that are using the customer support. You'll see people who are packaging. You'll see people who do advertising and so forth. And so that is why it's really important when you enter a network marketing company, you have to understand that even though 100% of your commissions come to you, there's another structure, and that is why it's important to pick a company with a good compensation plan, is because a portion of that actually does pay for for those employees who are actually doing the customer service, who are packaging your product, who are updating your services, the taxes and everything else that's important. Because if you were to own your own business, you would actually have to do that yourself, either package or go out and pay the taxes and provide the service yourself, or actually pay somebody to do that. So with network marketing, if you have a product, your inventory is in a warehouse that you actually pay for, and with your commissions. And so the idea here is to sponsor people and get them in to use your product and service. And right now, the reality is that network marketing is that model. It is the business model that everybody's looking to work from home, from your phone, or from anywhere. I mean, it's an incredible business model for anyone to really take a look at and really see the benefits of that. And right now, you know, the world is changing. We're going to see a lot of people who are going to be working from home, and it's your turn to decide, do you want to work from home and actually build somebody else's future, or you want to own your own network marketing business and actually work from home and create an organization, a lot of teams where everybody works together. Right now, you know, the most personable way you can get online is by doing a video conference or a Zoom or a voice chat. That's really cool. And that's just where it's at. So if you're looking to create an additional source of income, because to a lot of people, you know, we don't have that vehicle that will take them to their next level in life. And that is what network marketing is. It's an additional vehicle. Because your job, realistically, a lot of people that have a job, no one has really gotten rich or wealthy or has become a millionaire from their job. That's just unrealistic. We don't see these types of people. That a job is not a vehicle for that. A network marketing company is a vehicle for that, because here it allows you to make an additional type of income. And I mean, the thing is, it is work. This isn't a get rich quick scheme. You know, all these network marketing companies, and that's why you hear a lot of people, it's like, okay, you started your network marketing business, whether just realistically looking, let's say you start a landscaping business or a barber shop or a website or a social media service. If you start this business, realistically speaking, do you think you will become a millionaire that day? Do you think you will become a millionaire that week, that month, or that year? Absolutely not, because you know what it takes. And so why is it when somebody joins a network marketing company, they think that they'll become rich that day, that week, that month, you know, or even that year? It's a business just like anything else. And so that is why maybe network marketing does get that that hype, and we have to live a little bit past the hype, because it is a business and we have to look at it realistically. You know, there are a lot of people who are making a significant amount of money, and it is an incredible lifestyle, but it has taken them a lot of work as well. Okay. It has taken these individuals who are exceptionally making six figures, seven figures, eight figures, and on. They have worked their lives. They have surpassed a tremendous amount of effort into creating a character and a lifestyle and finding out great ways to earn money the proper way with network marketing. So, of course, we have to acknowledge the fact that there are people who are making a lot of money. There are over 120 million people who are involved in network marketing around the world. I mean, there are tens of thousands of network marketing companies. So you just have to make sure that you pick the right one. You have to make sure you're not discouraged. You have to understand that you have to have a great character. People, when you enter a network marketing company, at this day and age, people are putting in their hard-earned money with you. Okay. And so when they're looking at you, you have to look at in the mirror and say, am I the person who is going to attract the individuals? It's like your vibe attracts your tribe. And as you become that individual, and you have to come in, there's no perfect time on anything. You know, perfection is a moving target. If you get something right, you'll understand that it'll need more adjusting and more adjusting. Same thing with success. You know, in network marketing, you get to one rank, you thought it was great. You're gonna have to get to another rank because success is a moving target. So you come in right away, you join your network marketing company, you start working on yourself with the people, and then people will recognize you, who you become as a result, and the company gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So thank you for tuning in into the Vitaly Tenant Network Marketing NWM podcast. Make sure you check in, and I don't have a particular time frame or a particular date of when I put when I publish a segment or a podcasting episode, but know that this is an ongoing thing. I want to pass on my knowledge to you. I've been doing this for over a decade. I enjoy and I love the industry, and I love helping individuals. So thank you for tuning in, and enjoy your day.